Thank you to the following for providing food for our phone volunteers during our spring membership drive. Sabu Hakim, Vicino's Restaurant Italiano, Crown Caribbean Bakery, Lamont's Entertainment Complex. Thank you for supporting WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to Member Supported, WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them too. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing, and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There he is. All right. Very good. Good morning, Mike, on the boards.
Good morning, fellas.
Bringing us in. All right.
How you doing?
Everything's good. Everything's good. How y'all?
Good.
Well, welcome to Community Watch and Comment, Friday edition. Yours truly, Ron Pinchback, Chip Jones, Don Williams, and Mike is keeping us all connected. Yes, indeed. All right. Before we get started, I want to remind folks that, a lot of Juneteenth activities coming up, be sure to, check that all out. Like I said, there are quite a few activities. Among them is the Bethesda African Cemetery group that is putting on some Juneteenth activities. You'll be hearing more about that. It's going to be on the 18th. They've got a march with U.S. Colored Troops, reenactors, to acknowledge the Moses African Cemetery, mm-hmm. Okay, in Bethesda. It pays respects to the Civil War hero Private William H.H. Brown, okay? A lot of names, a lot of people, a lot of history that we don't know about. And here's an opportunity to find out more about it and about the Juneteenth acknowledgments and celebrations throughout the week. Okay? Your station for Jazz and Justice. So we'll be letting you know all about those things. All right? All right. This morning, Chip, Don, listeners, today we're going to talk about the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Hot off the presses.
Hot off the skillet, as my good old buddy used to say. Hot off the skillet. A lot of things going on with the Supreme Court. A lot of very, very controversial decisions of late. A lot of controversies about the judges themselves. And the question is, you know, do you have any confidence in this court?
No.
will it be an election issue for you?
Right.
Okay. And, you know, and like I said, the hits keep coming.
That's right.
The hits keep coming.
Ron, you have to admit, it's probably the best Supreme Court money could buy, right?
Literally. Literally. You know? So, and I'm sure a lot of you folks out there, you know, have been hearing this and hearing that. But it's just so overwhelming, you know, that a court could be behaving this way. The Supreme Court of the land, the one that's supposed to be the fair arbiter, you know, of justice in America, you know. So just to run down, you know, a couple of things. Today, and like I said, the hits keep coming. Today decided the court that, you know, in a plus for those gun advocates, the Supreme Court decided, well, they're going to say bump stocks, you know, are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Remember those bump stocks?
Yeah. You know, honestly, this is not surprising. When the ban of bump stocks was first voiced by Trump in 2018, I guess it was, after the tragedy in Las Vegas, the ATF immediately said they didn't know if they could regulate that the bump stocks were not under their purview, that it did not fit under the category of a machine gun or machine pistol. So I think that it was up to Congress to actually step in and write legislation to ban them. And so, you know, I want to, but I can't fault the Supreme Court for coming to this decision, because everyone who was involved seemed to know on the forefront that ban was not legal, that the ATF did not have the power to do that. And they've been saying it since, you know, 2018. So,
you know, the dissenting opinion from Sotomayor said, you know, quite bluntly, this is going to cost lives.
Right.
And sometimes the court has to show, you know, some level of wisdom and reality. The reason why the bump stocks were banned in the first place is because people were losing their lives. And so it's a public safety issue. They could have decided any number of things. But old Clarence had to step in.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence said, well, you know, it's no different than somebody with a quick finger. I said, what? You know, so anyhow, but that's just one of many things. The abortion drug, mifepristone, they allowed that to stay on the market, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly. Okay, and I think their constituents got to them somehow on that one. They sided with Starbucks. This is another case. They just recently sided with Starbucks, who was, you know, being challenged for firing 7 workers for union organizing.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think all of us have known that this is a pro-business court.
Right.
All right? And they're flexing every piece of muscle that he got.
Right.
You know? There was also the South Carolina ruling, which allowed Republicans to continue gerrymandering. You know, despite a lower court order saying that they had to stop.
And that one is horrible because they didn't actually rule on it. They said that the case can still go forward. They just didn't stop. They just stopped the injunction of it. Or I should say, they just allowed the gerrymandering to be used for this election, which right. I think is it's disingenuous. You know, it's
at minimal.
Right.
And then you got the ethics issues, accepting the gifts. I mean, I guess you, me, and Don. Yeah. I guess we had to put our coins together to come up with a figure that can influence them, right?
Right.
And they're not going to take all $30.
I think it's also incorrect to call those gifts. I mean, they're a salary. I mean, that's what they are. They're a secondary job, a secondary salary. I mean.
Mm-hmm. So, and here you have the Clarence Thomas. You know, I mean, far and above everybody else. I mean, if you saw the chart, you say, well, how in the hell, you know, was he allowed to receive all this in comparison to the other judges? Now, the other judges have received amounts too, gifts also. Not all of them, but some of them. But nowhere in comparison to what Mr. Thomas has done.
And his feeling that disclosure was not an issue, you know. I didn't have to tell anybody, right?
Hey, and that's one of the other issues,
right?
That Alito and the other and the other, you know, conservative judges are resisting any type of ethics rules. They're resisting accountability,
right?
You know, and so I mean, what does that say about the court? And then you got the influence of their right-wing wives. Come on now. I mean, I'm gonna make my own flag with the word shame on it so that I don't have to look at the LGBT flag across the lake from me.
Well, you know, I mean, I think people are allowed to have right wing wives, but when they say, "Oh, that doesn't impact my judgment at all," so there's no
right
reason for me not to adjudicate this issue, I think it's also disingenuous.
And Clarence's wife said, "You know, during the Trump election, time to release the Kraken. Time to release the Kraken." Those are her words. Ain't made up. You know, the Kraken being some mythical, violent beast. You know, it's time to release the Kraken. All right. So, anyhow, the Supreme Court, do you have any confidence in it? Will it be an election issue for you? 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. We'd like to hear your thoughts on this. So make that call. 202-588-0893. Time is 11:14. You're in tune to 89.3 WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. The program is community watching comment. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Is good that morning, me, fellas?
Good morning.
That's you.
You on the air.
This is Rick calling long distance from Germany, fellas.
Hey, Rick.
All right, now.
I just want to say that the Supreme Court is getting a lot of attention the last 2 years, but you won't see any difference in what's going on unless the people come out to vote. And that includes poor people, poor black people, and young black men. Young black men who dismiss the power of the vote. To change the way an American president is elected, to change the way Congress, people go into Congress and stay there for 20 years, you know, to change the way people go into Congress poor and end up millionaires. You know, you can only change that with the power of the vote, and you can only change that if you get past Donald John Trump. I'm done, fellas.
All right. Hey, Reverend Barber agrees with you. As he says, on the 29th, his Poor People's Campaign is coming to D.C. And, you know, he's saying, hey, we're going to march, you know, to the Capitol, and then we're going to march to the polls. Okay? All right, 202-588-0893. Community, watch your comment. The Supreme Court. What is going on? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning. That's me?
That's you?
Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Whew, I don't know where to start. Everything that you everything that you said this morning is like a bowl of just evil. And it's like we the people we need to make a move. I don't see anybody's in the street right now. I have cut off all corporate news. I'm not watching it anymore. I cannot stand to see the lies. MSNBC, CNN, who's starting to look like Fox now. I shut it down. I can't take it anymore. You know, and to know that I'm 70 years old, soon be 71. I look good, I think. But I'm trying to figure out, I could have had even a better, stellar life. But racism stood in the way. Racism is still heavy in the courts, heavy in the Congress. I mean, some of these politicians, they started out their Senate and representative time in Jim Crow time. Mm-hmm. That's how long they've been in power, and they haven't moved anything. We're going backwards. We made progress in the 80s, 90s, and all of a sudden, we didn't watch what was going on. I mean, I just got through listening to Gerald Horn. I freaked out. I know what Israel is doing. I know about Ukraine. Why aren't the people understanding that they're being lied to? I mean, it's like a rigged system, and the belt is tight now about the lying. I mean, they have doubled down on the lies, but they think we're that stupid that we still believe it. So it's like, I mean, I'm not worried about Orange Boy 45.
Yeah, Armin Bailey said.
And we got a Trump court right now, or is it owned by the Koch brothers, or who owns the court right now? We know the corporations own all the newspapers, and so we're being squeezed right now. There's no excuse for food prices. That's an excuse. They blamed it on the pandemic. That is a damn lie. Everything that's in our lives right now, people of color especially, and other people too that are not black, and they're suffering too. And so we need to work together as human beings right now to save the future of our next generation who they don't know the pain that we baby boomers had to go through so they can, you know, walk around and have their phone in their faces all day long. They don't know that pain that we went through. But they need to know it. And they need to understand how they need to be alert and aware. And they need to be politically smart right now. I will not vote Republican for anything. But I hate Biden right now. Absolutely hate him. And I hate that word because I have to pray to God, no, I don't want to carry hate around. So I can throw it aside. My hate comes from what he's doing. He's allowing a genocide. And I call every politician every day now to let them know, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. And you think that you have our votes just like that? Not going to work. Right now, we need to be in the streets. I mean, we need, I hate to say it, we should have had our own civilized insurrection for what's going on right now. We have a compromised police system. We have a compromised education system right now. Some fool is trying to inject lies into education. I believe six states are involved right now. What is going on where the GOP gets to take over our lives right now? What do you call it? Evangelical people? They're cultists. That's all they are.
Yeah.
The people that vote for Orange Boy 45, I don't understand them. And black Republicans, to me, it's like you stand there, it's the academy of they went that way, master. That's what they're inspiring to be. And Byron Donald.
I'm trying.
King, and we have Mr. Clarence Thomas. He's king of the cabin. And his visitors right now are Byron Donaldson. So I have to call him and rein him in sometimes. But it's disgusting. But I wish that everybody, if we had 3 million people call these politicians and explain the truth to them, I think we would get some action. Right now, they think that we have accepted the bull crap. But I haven't. Like I said, turn off the news, only listen to WTSW or Sputnik or something like that. But we have, they say, 1,500 right-wing lying networks that are controlling the airwaves right now. So, people, we got to fight. Well, have a good weekend.
All right. Y'all too. You too. Okay?
It is looking tough out there.
Yeah, it is. You know, a lot of things she identified. I'm sure many of you have seen for yourselves, you know, or speculated for yourselves or whatever, considered for yourselves. 202-588-0893. This morning, we're talking about the Supreme Court. And, you know, its effect on America. We'd like to know if you have any confidence in the current court. Will it become a campaign issue, an election issue for you? Because the reason these people are there is because one party or the other put them there. Okay? Alito doesn't believe that we can get along. Somebody's got to win.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Somebody's got to win. And, you know, that's red and blue, right?
Mm-hmm. All right,
202-588-0893. You're in tune to Community Watch and Comment. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. This is Vicki from Silver Spring.
Hey, Vicki.
Good morning. First of all, we have to acknowledge the universal law of cause and effect, because this country was founded on murder and lies and favoritism or whatever, annihilating the people who are already here. There's no respect for life. The country has never acknowledged the evil that it perpetuated with the slave trade. Never acknowledged it. Okay. Of course, the court has come to this state. And as a lawyer, no, for several years, I have no respect for that court at all. But it represents the country. The whole world can see this. The United States has never helped us stood up for human rights. It's never shown any respect for life. I hope that we can get to the point where there's critical thinking, which the powers that be do not want that taught in the schools. So you have a population that doesn't think critically. You know,
about anything.
About anything, correct. So, I can't say the word on air. We're screwed. But it's come to this because of the causes that have been made over the past 400 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to be able to erase that by just words. There are no deeds that back it up. I'm disgusted. I'm only voting for Biden because of the alternative. But I'm ashamed when I go abroad to acknowledge that I'm American with that passport. You know, the genocide, the murder that this country is behind. They've never respected life. I'm going to suicide of white people. I got to just say it like it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that children and women, and plus the Palestinians have a historical right. That's their land. But they've got U.S. and all the other colonial powers behind them, you know, backing them up, sending in billions of dollars of war machines. That's just all I have to say. Heaven help us.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you for your comments. Appreciate it. Thanks for participating. You know, I'm sure our listeners probably got some responses to that too. And you know, Chip, Don, you know, it is that level of frustration, you know, whether to vote for a Pinto or a Pacer, you know, like I say, for a long time, we all grew up with this notion that the Supreme Court is going to just, I mean, we're thinking Thurgood Marshall and people
right.
like that, you know.
An honest arbiter.
Yes, you know. And now we get this in-your-face, you know, stuff. And like I say, in a tape recording from Alito, he says that he don't believe we can get along.
Right.
I mean, dang.
It's about winning.
Yeah,
winner take all.
Yeah. Somebody's got to win, and essentially what he's saying is that I want to be on that winning side,
right?
Whatever that side is, you know.
And that's what we're seeing. I have to say that's what we're seeing more from the conservative side than Republicans. It is about winning. It's not about how you play the game. It's about
that's right.
winning.
No morality, and that's called Machiavellian. You folks right. look it up. It's a Machiavellian philosophy, that philosophy is very, very simple and very stark. It says, if you want power, you do whatever it takes to achieve it. You can't be concerned about religion, God, somebody's feelings. You know, all that's out the window. Morals, no. Machiavellian, look it up, okay? That Machiavellian philosophy where you do whatever is necessary with no moral compunction, okay? And that's what we're witnessing. That's what we're witnessing. All right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. Time now is 11:27. And you're in tune to 89.3 FM, WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. I'm Ron Pinchback. We have Don Williams, Chip Jones, and Mike in the studio, keeping us connected. All right. So we got some more calls, so let's get right to them, okay? 202-580-8893. Good morning. Welcome to WPFW.
Greetings.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, and good day to everyone. My name is Shakasia, and I'm a longtime listener, and I'm a supporter of the station, so I'm heavily biased on most of these conversations. I recently, my experience with the court is akin to, I think, what's going on everywhere, and it's going to seem minor at first. But what I learned through it is that there's a greater connection, and it's all one. I had a custody matter in Howard County, Maryland. And what I learned, I was pro se, and what I learned is that there are every ism that exists in the court. I thought it was a fair and biased system until I experienced it for myself. But what I've seen on a broader level is that we still live in a feudal system. Most of us are not really and truly aware of it until we have an encounter and it activates something in our minds. And we start to see the truth about where we live and what we've always been a part of. And it's really kind of deep to see it when the veil is lifted. I personally think that you know, voting is definitely a necessity. I would never speak against it because of what my ancestors went through to get me to a point where I had somewhat of a say in the system. But I also think that we buy into the system every day with our taxes, with the way that we spend our money, and we do it very unconsciously. So I think a lot of our frustration comes from the fact that we don't see that there are other things at work that we need to be doing, other things at play, and there's work that we need to be doing every day to become aware of where our money is spent. The courts don't have a governing body over them. And so there's no check and balance in that, as far as I understand, at least not the Supreme Court. Maybe yeah. the other districts do, but we have to begin to understand how the system works and how we buy into it each and every day with our habits and with our spending. And thank
all right.
you for taking my comment. That's everything for me.
That's it.
Thank you for taking the opportunity. You know, Chip, Don, you know, she said something. She said, you know, we've had plenty of callers to say, listen, why don't we just stop supporting the machine? And, you know, unfortunately, we become creatures of habit.
Right.
And we become comfort creatures. You know,
the system created, you know, it's interesting because as we move from public television, you know, over the air, to everybody having cable, you know, and paying for streaming and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But what I've noticed is as the economy for the average person has started to shrink, you know, that the costs have gone up and stuff, there are a whole bunch of free streaming services now, like Pluto TV or Tubi or stuff, so that the system is now working in a way to keep your mind occupied for free, so that you don't say, well, you know, I can't afford cable, so I'm going to start reading the paper or I'm going to read books or I'm going to see what's going on now. No, we're going to give you free streaming services now to keep you occupied, so that you don't see the shell game that's going on in front of you.
You know, that's an interesting observation, because you're right. As streaming services become more and more costly, these alternatives are popping up. And you know, we're creatures of habit. Man, it's free and I can get to see my show. I'm going, you know, I'm there, you know. So...
I'm not watching what the Supreme Court's doing because
exactly. Who cares?
I got elementary on at 4 o'clock, you know.
All right. 202-580-8893. You guys have been making some interesting and very, very profound comments this morning. It really is a pleasure to hear what you guys have to say. So right now we're going to continue the program. I want to remind you that you are listening to 89.3 FM, WPFW, your station. And I do say your station. For Jazz and Justice. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the show.
Peace, brothers. Am I on the air?
You are on the air.
You are.
Okay. Peace. Ubuntu, I see you and I respect you. My name is Shahid. I am calling from Brooklyn, do or die bedside. And let me address some of the conversation. Not to directly, but as a lead-in or feed off. Number one, my position is a community activist. Every black man, woman, and child of age should create or find a community organization and become a part of it and put their feet in the street and become politically active, politically conscious. Let me show you for me. 34 years ago, I've joined this organization, and we have been on 125th Street in Harlem. That's the main commercial thoroughfare there. And for 34 years, we have organized a shutdown in honor of Malcolm X, right? The stores shut down for 3 hours as a commercial moment of silence to honor Malcolm X. And at those 3 hours, we do political agitation and rallying up and down 125th Street from the west side to the east side. And the community supports it, and the vendors support it. Number two, that's one thing. Showing community control. Malcolm said we must fight to gain control of our community and the economics of it. That was what we did, and that's what we are doing. Number two, in Brooklyn, this side here, there is a campaign that we initiated 3 years ago. It is called Stop the Killing, STK. So the position that black men and women here have taken is that we must struggle to have an impact on this wanton violence and killing that's going on in our community. We're not solely blaming our children. It is the societal illness that our children has contracted. And so therefore, we are going through the streets 3 days out of the week and heavily on Saturdays with Stop the Killing campaign. Numbers of black women in particular have expressed to us their sense of a higher sense of security, feeling secure, knowing that we brothers and sisters are there and they know how to reach us. And number three, this Wednesday for Juneteenth on Nelson Avenue between between Putnam and Jefferson, that the black community under the leadership of the December 12th movement is having a shutdown for the third consecutive year to celebrate Juneteenth with culture and with political presentations from political representatives. We invite everyone within the Brooklyn community that is hearing this to come out in front of Sister's Place on that day. The bottom line is, brother, things have always been bad for black people. It ain't that it's gotten worse. It has always been bad, and we have always been struggling and resisting the oppression. So we just must continue to do that and never give up. Do not be disconcerted by the fact that this is happening and that is happening. It has always been happening, and we have always been fighting against it. Let's continue to fight. Let's fight hard, and let's recruit others to the fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing what's going on up there in Brooklyn. All right. All right, 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW. Turn your radio down. Okay, good morning.
Good morning, Ron. How you doing, man?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
It's there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is 337.
Hey, long time no hear, man.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, man. But listen, I've been with you guys, PFW, from the inception, back in day one. I have never turned it off.
Right.
Jimmy Gray was my main man at the time, and still is, of course.
That's right. Resist all that ignorance, especially your own.
That's right. But look, man, I want to give mainly a shout to Katia Smith. I think she's done a wonderful job with this, with the station, and is still and doing even greater things right now. So I want to make sure she's, you know, held up that way. And
yes.
Other than that, man, we just got to continue to fight, because it is a fight, you know, spiritually, especially, mentally, secondary. But we've got to fight. You know, if
you can't say it any other way.
Down, we got to do that too. You know, we're not trying to hurt nobody, but we're trying to survive as a people.
That says it right there.
Yeah, man. But peace to you and your crew. I like the crew you got up there.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're 337, man. It is so good to hear from you, bro. I thought maybe you had retired and gave up the cab, you know? All right. 337 was the number of his cab.
He was
a DC cab driver, and can you imagine the discussions he has on a daily basis?
That's right.
Along with the other cab drivers that navigate the city, cab drivers and Uber drivers now. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Are you talking to me, brother?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, look, let's just talk about this dude, Clarence Thomas, blackface in high places. We got a lot of them out here. Now you see what goes on after 30 years. They just break you like a tube. Second, reparations rally, Freedom Plaza tomorrow, 11 to 5. Turn out so we can get our money and only vote for something that you get back. You're not going to get anything. Don't vote for nobody. Just sit on the couch. I'm out.
All right. 202-588-0893. Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey.
Helen.
Good. I think the problem with the Supreme Court is this problem with the rest of the government, and that's big money is running the world now. You know, I can't believe that newspapers are not on this thing and exposing it a long time ago, but then I realized that just most newspapers are they're very few, and most news outlets are very few, even on the internet, owned by the very rich and powerful, and that's across the world. At least in this country, we don't threaten. Well, we're the ones that do the threatening to international legal officials, like in the International Criminal Court, where we say we'll put force against them and their families and other things if they enforce moral lawful things. Here in the United States, all the government, the billionaires got together. Some of them got together based on religion. Some of them got together based on Zionism. Some of them got together based on, the industrial war industries. And they have decided to run the world, and they have come up with a system of running it. And they come up with a system of changing and attacking anybody who goes against them, whether it's going against them for talking about the weaknesses of certain COVID vaccines or talking to them about the actual history of long history of racism that affects both Israel, Ukraine, Congo, everything else. Rich folks are doing this to us, and we're not.
Don't have it.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Wait a minute, we got a little interference there.
Can I bring something else?
You're not on, so you're not.
Whatever.
Continue, sir.
Okay, I'm just saying we have to be more aware and of the dynamics. One thing that your radio show did for me in the past, listening to, what's his name? I'm getting old. I have gotten old, and I can't think of his name, but his son is on the air now, the junior.
Ambrose Lane.
Right. Mm-hmm. Ambrose Lane, if nothing else, talked about the dynamics of power and how just after World War II, as a race, black men who came back did not get the same benefits, just like black people did not get the same benefits as Europeans who came over and got 120 acres in the West for free. We didn't get 40 acres in the mule. We didn't get benefits from banks and other things. But the same rich folks now who are controlling the rest of government, because 78% of the Congress is getting money from AIPAC or some other group or something going in a certain thing. Everybody's getting money who's going for big business in terms of one way or another, because there's nothing but lobbyists down there. There are a whole lot more lobbyists than there are something. And now don't be surprised if you find out that all of the Supreme Court justices are getting something from somebody.
Oh, they are.
Well, I don't know if they are or not, because we don't have a great media anymore. So, you know, it just is something.
What you don't know is maybe how much.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely, you know, yeah. Our spider bones tell us, you know, they're getting something.
Yeah, that I hear. Definitely, that I hear. Well, good luck to everybody. I agree with the last few callers. We got to keep fighting, but we also need to get better better news things like WPFW, who show us the dynamics and show us how to fight better, because we know not to put not to cry over certain things and just to fight. And I think that one of the things that helps is WPFW. And I hope you continue on for another 47 years. Later.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. 202-588-0893. Any thoughts about what the callers have said so far, Don, Chip?
Yeah, I mean, the system is set such that everyone seems to be buying in a little. You know, we're all about climbing that ladder, making that money, and we don't really show scorn to people who made too much money. I mean, because we know when you have that kind of inequity, when someone's a billionaire, you know, 10 times, 100 times over, someone was taken advantage of, you know,
there's some level of exploitation.
Yeah, there's always, you know, if somebody's got, you know, $350 billion at the top of a corporation, there should not be a single person in that business who's not making a living wage, who doesn't have health insurance. And yet we see this all the time. You know, how can somebody at the top of a corporation who is making that much money themselves be allowed to have employees who are on SNAP? You know, it's ridiculous.
Hey,
I mean,
we should not
allow that.
It's called greed, and with all caps, greed. It's sinful, as those who want to get into religion and all that. It's always been claimed. That's one of the things that all religious claim is. It's sinful to be greedy,
mm-hmm.
But as the caller said, you know, and as others have said, that's what's making the world go around right now.
Yeah. Well, we had a president in the 70s who came out and said, "Greed is good." Isn't that what he said? Greed is good.
Greed is good.
And
all right, let's get some more calls in here. 202-588-0893. The Supreme Court. You got any confidence left? You upset about what's going on? Maybe you're not upset about what's going on. Maybe you say, oh, you know, why not make a million, you know, get a little money under the table? You know? So what if my wife says, overthrow the government?
Right.
Why should I be held accountable for what she says?
Hey, Ron, maybe what we should do is we should get everybody together, our WPFW listeners, and let's buy us a Supreme Court justice.
Hey, let's
there
all,
you
go.
Let's all pitch in and buy one.
All right, I'd rather us buy us some brick and mortar so that we can have our own home. So they don't need our help. You know, we chump change to them.
All right. As one comedian said, at the very least, we should make them wear patches like NASCAR so we'll know who owns them.
Okay.
You know?
Exactly. Koch brothers, you know.
Right.
You know, we call them racing suits, you know.
Yeah.
All right. 202-588-0893. Good morning. You on WPFW. What are your thoughts on the Supreme Court? Give us a shout.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, then thank you for the conversation, and thank you for my letting me talk. Of course, the Supreme Court is reflecting, the conservatives are reflecting the interests of Americans. Those people are not stupid. They see what's happening. We're going from a unipolar world to a multipolar world with respect to the rise of the global South, BRICS, Russia, China, et cetera. Nigeria will be, within the next 5 years, the third largest populated country in the world. The world is
Nigeria.
Nigeria, check it out. My whole point to you all is, look, we're seeing a change coming to the world. And whether we want to admit it or not, these things were foretold. I want everybody to go online and look at the birth of the albino buffalo that was discovered on June the 4th of this month, and then read what's happening with respect to Native American theology and history. The birth of an albino, this is the first one born in the wild that man has noted in thousands of years. It was prophecy. This to the Lakota Sioux, this to the Comanche, this to the Navajo, this to the Cheyenne is like the second coming of Christ to the Christians. Please go online. National Geographic has a wonderful article that they just posted a couple of days ago.
The point All right. is,
this portends change is going to happen. Now, the chiefs are meeting this month later, I think the 26th, they're meeting, and to try to help interpret it. But the interpretation is very interesting, where it goes into the woman who rode over. You have to read it. But my whole point is, we're looking at cataclysmic and dangerous change in the world. If you look at with respect to what Russia and the folks in Cuba, Putin and his allies have already said, we are giving permission to Ukraine to use advanced weapons that can hit Russia and Russian soil. And they've already said that if we use American advanced weapons, what have you, that they are going to strike back at the West. And the contention is what we see between NATO and Russia today. So, Jenna, we are living in time. So what the Supreme Court is reflecting is a union trying to continue values as they are now in America. And that's why Trump and is manipulating, especially white ignorant people, because they feel that they don't want to lose their place and their advantage, what have you, because of the rise of the global South. I'm saying, gentlemen, it's very, very serious. We live in a very dangerous time. And with these
Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate your comments. Thank you for making them, okay? We only got 2 minutes left. Can we squeeze one more in, Mike? Miss, whoever's calling, make it quick, okay? Sorry for the squeeze. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I will agree with the caller before this other one, and he touched on many points. Now, what is the Supreme Court?
Sir, we only got, you got a minute and a half.
It's okay, I'll finish within that. A Supreme Court is a product of who? The Congress and Executive, okay? What would you expect if those two others that make or select the Supreme Court are not, you know, good themselves? Another thing I want to point out, it's sometimes not really party as much as it is the system, because when we look at how Dr. Fauci now comes and is trying to say things which he had, you know, I mean, COVID, for example, the issue, it became something else now. When we look also at the Palestine, I mean, how do you literally keep giving money, both parties? It's a shame, but you know what? It's a product, again, of these other two, what is it, parts of the government. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, thank you. And thank you all the callers for sharing your thoughts. for giving us all something to think about, something to consider. Up next, we got Ida Campbell after the news.
With the blues.
Some blues coming your way. You know, some fun blues. I like to call it fun blues. She always makes it so much fun. You're down right there at 89.3 FM, WPFW. Okay. Chip, Don, we won't be on this week. The LSB next week. Show will be on next week. We're moving them up a week because of another scheduling issue. But anyhow, well, we will be back. And thank you all for your support.
Nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of...
For WPFW in Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns with some brief news headlines. The U.S. Supreme Court this morning struck down a ban on bump stocks, which are gun accessories that convert semi-automatic weapons into what are effectively machine guns. The Trump-era bump stock ban was implemented following the 2017 Las Vegas mass shooting, in which the gunman used a bump stock to fire more than 1,000 rounds into a crowd, killing 60 people and injuring hundreds more. The Supreme Court found that the Trump administration failed to follow federal law when it banned the gun accessory. The court is also considering a case challenging a federal law keeping guns away from people under domestic violence restraining orders. In 2022, the court issued a landmark decision that expanded gun rights, saying gun laws must follow the country's, quote, historical tradition of firearm regulation. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled to preserve access to abortion medication mifepristone, rejecting a conservative legal push to overturn FDA approval of the medication. In a unanimous decision, justices found that plaintiffs in the case lacked the legal right to sue the FDA. Mifepristone is used in over half of abortions in the United States and is used to treat some miscarriages. Abortion rights groups welcomed the ruling, but questioned whether the case should have made it to the Supreme Court in the first place. The president of the Center for Reproductive Rights warned in a statement that anti-abortion groups will bring similar legal challenges in the future, quote, and they are hell-bent on cutting off access. Right-wing commentator and conspiracist Alex Jones is in bankruptcy court today after warning his followers he could soon lose his InfoWars platform to help pay a $1.5 billion ruling for his false claims about the Sandy Hook school shooting. Jones has directed followers to a website owned by his father to continue selling dietary supplements he peddled on InfoWars. Some supporters of Jones, including former Trump advisor Roger Stone, have said they might consider buying InfoWars. Jones has roughly $9 million in personal assets, and the InfoWars company has about $4 million in cash, far from enough to cover the Sandy Hook-related settlement from 2022. Families of victims of the shooting say Jones has illegally diverted and hid millions of dollars to avoid paying the settlement. According to the National Weather Service, an extreme heat wave now centered on the U.S. Southwest will build in the central U.S. on Sunday and spread into the Midwest and Northeast by Monday. The heat wave could continue through Wednesday. In a typical year, extreme heat is the top weather-related killer in the United States, taking about 1,200 lives annually. The first heat wave of the season carries heightened health risks, since people are not yet accustomed to the high temperatures. Studies have shown that human-caused climate change is making heat waves more likely, more intense, and longer-lasting. And the Oklahoma Supreme Court earlier this week dismissed a lawsuit brought by survivors of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre, saying a state public nuisance law doesn't cover the plaintiffs. The court said the complaints brought by the survivors were legitimate, but that it could not identify a way to provide relief through, quote, injunction or other civil remedy. As many as 300 black people were killed in the massacre, and thousands of people were forced into internment camps. 30 blocks of a thriving neighborhood known as Black Wall Street were burned by a white mob. The lawsuit says the city and its insurance companies never compensated survivors, and that the city's ongoing racial divide can be directly traced to the massacre. The suit sought, among other projects, the construction of a hospital in North Tulsa and the